CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. President Obama is deploying about 100 U.S. military advisors to Africa. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says they'll help in the fight against a rebel group.
President Obama has advised Congress he's sending some American troops into Central Africa to help stop a brutal group called the Lord's Resistance Army. The president says about 100 combat-equipped Americans will be sent to Uganda as advisors and could go to nearby countries as well to stop the LRA, which has been spreading terror through the region. The president says they've murdered, raped, and kidnapped tens of thousands of men, women, and children. The president says the small group of U.S. military advisors can help the countries in the region to track down the group's leader. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A temporary decision by a federal appeals court on Alabama's immigration law, considered the toughest in the nation. The court has let stand a provision that allows police to detain immigrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally, but it temporarily blocked a requirement that schools check the immigration status of students. Attorney Whit Colvin with the Jefferson County School says that's good.
It's one less thing that the school board will have to do at enrollment time.
Supporters of the law say it's needed to deal with the illegal immigration. Prosecutors in Southern California say they'll ask for the death penalty for Scott DeCry, the 41-year-old man charged with 8 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder in a shooting spree at a Seal Beach hair salon. Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis.
There are some cases that are so depraved and so callous and so malignant that there's only one punishment that might have any chance of fitting the crime.
DeCry, who was arrested soon after the shooting, was involved in a custody fight with his wife, who worked at the salon and was killed there. Law enforcement officers in Obion County, Tennessee, have discovered and destroyed a big grove of marijuana plants. County Sheriff Jerry Vassbender says there are about 10 acres of plants growing in a remote area of the county with a possible street value of around $400 million.
For Obion County, we've never seen any type of operation like this.
Investigators say they found at least 50,000 mature marijuana plants. Protests are planned around the world this weekend in support of the so-called Occupy Wall Street demonstration. The protesters in New York are claiming victory after the city decided to delay the planned cleanup of the private plaza in which they've set up camp. CBS News digital journalist Miles Duran says there were some arrests.
The police officers were warning people to get out of the road, but the protesters, several hundred of them, were marching on it. When they didn't obey their orders, the police officers basically drove into the crowd with their scooters. The protesters didn't like that. Some scooters were knocked over.
In Denver, about 24 protesters were arrested as police in riot gear moved them off the state capitol grounds. Most demonstrators didn't resist. On Wall Street, a good day. The Dow is up about 122 points. The S&P 500 index is up about 15. The NASDAQ is up about 34 points now. This is CBS News.